So, yes, here we are. Come, everybody here in the house. It's Wednesday and it's time for BB, Balcony Banter. How are you all in your glory? Look at all those people here in the chat. I'm so happy to see you all. And Eugene McGeever has been the first one. So let's check it out. Who is in the house here on this Wednesday afternoon, evening? Jeff Daniels, it's Craig. Eugene McGeever, who was the first. Ian at home and on the screen. And we have Julie Wade, Zelda Carr, Sarah Childs, Anthony. Then we got Anne Marie Elton. We have Michael McGuinness, Mind Coach. Very good. Good to see you again. Simon Ferrand. We've got Marie Alti, and we have many more coming. Jen Jen. Hi, Jen Jen. Nice to have you last week on the balcony. It was lovely seeing you again. And Sarah Ricketts. I haven't seen Sarah Rickens before, so welcome here. And Julie R. Julie R. Okay, and I'm Julie Ann. Welcome. Welcome, everybody, for another episode here, Balcony Banter. And today's episode is called Food for Thought. Food for Thought. And that can go in all different directions and angles and areas. Whether it's food you eat or whether it's food you take in for your mind, whatever it is you feel comfortable with, so you're in the right place if you want to have some brain food. Welcome you all. Nice to see you again. And look at this. Ian has a wonderful background and he inspired me to do the same. So his resolution is fantastic. I love it. So welcome, Ian.
Thank you. Trial and error.
How are you?
Cool days.
Thank you.
Good.
How has your week been?
Yeah, nay, not too bad at all. It's been a catch-up week, catching up on all the old appointments, like dentists and going and getting your eyes done. So we're getting up to date, and we're getting there, but it's turned rather cold, unfortunately.
However, the days are getting longer, right? And you are preparing your garden again.
Yes, the days are getting longer, but unfortunately, I can't get near the garden yet. It's just a wee bit too hard. The frosts, there's quite a bit of frost actually. Quite a bit of
Not yet
frost.
there. However,
Not.
you are already preparing everything to get started soon, right?
Yes, we're just in the process of getting everything sorted out, getting the diaries out, and when you get your bits and pieces and that and get them set out and everything, and then
Yeah.
once you're just sort of ready to go, and that's it.
Ready to go. Prep time. And Chris, how are you?
I'm fine.
You're good?
I didn't do much. We met a friend on Saturday, and after that, didn't do anything.
You
But
didn't do much
that's the
other
way I
than
like it.
relaxing. You like it. That's what you like. You look good. You look really great, enjoying the sunshine again on the balcony.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. How is the family? How is Malika and the rest, Stephanie?
They all fine, and
Good.
Stephanie can't wait to come over again. She's planning February, but I hope it'll work.
Okay, it will. It will. Trust the process. Trust the process. So, everyone's here in the house, and a lot of people are coming. We have 43 who turned in, 44. and it's more and more coming over. So I'm very happy to see you again. As you might not know, this year we changed a little bit. So every second Wednesday, Balcony Banter will be from my channel. So I'm happy that you are popping over and saying hello here in the chat. And of course, I hope you are also going to be part of the discussion. So today's topic is food for thought. And yes, and I would like to ask you to put something in the chat. What would you associate with food for thought? What is that for you? Something we have been talking about, Ian and I, a whole lot lately. And we would like to know from you, how are your thoughts about that? Does it always have to be something good, uplifting, or is a food for thought also something maybe not so uplifting and getting you down? How is it? What determines your food for thought? What is it with you, Ian? What would you say is that for you?
Food for thought for me is ideas, getting ideas in. But just before sort of go into it a wee bit, I would like to take you back into last show of 2022, which was called Relax. Mm-hmm. Is it easy or is it challenging? So I would like to ask the guys, how many managed a bit of relaxation over Christmas in the new year? Just leave your wee message in the chat there, and we'll have a wee look at it.
Okay.
Our first topic for 2023. New Year resolutions and responsibility. Again, how many of you folks made resolutions then binned them? I'd be interested.
New Year's resolutions, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
How many made them and then binned them the next day? just for curiosity, that's all.
How about yourself, Ian? Have you made any New Year's resolutions for yourself?
No, I don't make resolutions. I just use the food for thought idea and get my diary out, and I write my wee notes down in my diary, and then I go and have a wee look at them and do a wee bit planning. That's how I do my New Year's resolutions.
That's how you approach. Do you approach all of your things like that? Is that your way of doing things?
Yeah, it is. It is actually. It's something that. It's something that I've learned through the years, especially, you know, being an apprentice with a small jobbing firm. You get learned that. You get learned to think for yourself. And, you know, when your apprenticeship finishes and you go on to being a tradesman, what have you, you then... begin to think your ideas and you scribble them down. I always kept a big diary at my work, and the last thing at night was you filled your diary in. Now, if you had a thought during the day, you would then the next day you would then look at the diary and see what you'd sort of come up with. Or maybe some area that you need to improve, or something like that. That's, you know, that was how I, and just say there, I mean, we put a title on it and we made it food for thought, basically, mm-hmm. when you think about it.
Yeah. You know, would you say that you write your ideas down just so that they don't slip away? The good ones, I mean?
Yeah, quite correct. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you think it's a good idea or a bad idea. If you go back and have a look at them, you could then filter them out and say to yourself, oh no, that's not a good idea, but wait a minute, there's something good there. So you can go and expand on it, you know? You maybe start the thinking process on that good idea.
And may I ask you, Ian, because you, you were talking about when you were still working, but now you are a retired man. And so wouldn't that be like easy peasy for you to just lean back and then, oh, I don't write things down anymore. I just relax. I just have my drink, maybe my balcony banter, and that's it.
No, not really, Julianne, because I was always in the habit of filling a diary in. I had big A4 diaries at my work. Once I retired, I just got myself a wee diary, and you just write down your wee notes, such as the weather, it's raining today, it's snowing, or something like that. You do that every day, and you get in the habit of just going forward on that. You could possibly say it's like doing a wee bit personal development on yourself, mm-hmm. isn't it? So you're developing yourself from your working days onto your retirement days. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, I mean, I would suppose the people out there as well, people that's been working and then retiring, it is a big, big step to take.
Yeah.
I was in the construction industry. I was on the services side in the construction industry. And you're on the go all the time. Your mind's working all the time. You're always having thoughts all the time. You're writing things down. So it becomes first nature with you. But if you suddenly stop doing that, you get out of your bed in the morning and you say, oh, wait a minute, I'm not going to work. What do you do? Mm-hmm. Do you go and sit down and vegetate? Or do you sort of get yourself into gear? And go and sort of, this again, give yourself some food for thought. I mean,
it's a good thing you are saying there, Ian, about habit. Obviously, while you are in your working years and then all of a sudden you retire, I can imagine that all of a sudden a life period ends. And then the thing that you have been looking forward to so much, like having more time to relax or having more time to spend with loved ones or whatever you were really much looking forward to, it's something you need to fill as well. Fill with this extra time, this spare time that you have. You need to fill it, but then filling it with something that is obviously bringing you more joy or bringing you some sort of food for thought, something that adds to your life, that adds value, and not something that takes away from you. And sometimes it's tricky to find that spot, what adds really value to your life, as it's not so evident to see. You would think, oh, no, that's really doing me something good right now. or I feel good doing that. But in the end, it turns out it might not be the right thing, and something that is in the end taking away from you, opposed to giving you more uplift or more more of a sustainable life for your own self. Yeah. Oh, we have a few comments here. Let me just put some on. We have Diana. She says, I had lots of relaxation over Christmas and New Year in the Arona Gran. Oh, nice. Oh. And Las Cris, missing the weather so much. Yeah, I can imagine so. Eh? And Anne-Marie Elton says, had a few lovely relaxed days with family and friends. Don't make New Year's resolutions, but always try to be kind to others. Oh, yes, that's a good one. Eh? And that's a big one, actually, a tricky one. Being nice and kind to others is not always easy, isn't it?
Yes.
So, Tim, we haven't asked you how your week was yet, so please tell us.
I'm still trying to work out the microphones. Am I still crackling?
You are remote.
Am I still crackling?
No, you don't have to know. Keep saying. Keep talking.
Okay. What I'm doing is I've turned down the gain. What I think I was doing, I was sending too much hot stuff into the system. So is that better?
Yeah.
That sounds okay just now.
And also, yep. I plugged it into the iPhone and not into the iPad. So it could be that the iPad connection is a very old iPad. So I need a new iPad, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's a bad time to mention that.
Why is it? Chris. That's my New Year's resolution, is to revamp all the electronics.
To revamp the electronics, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll tell you my dream setup.
A donkey that hits gold.
Don't clean the what?
A donkey that shits gold.
I need a donkey that shits gold, right? You're right. That was directly translated from German, yeah? A Goldscheißen Eagle.
Yep.
Didn't you get me one for Christmas, huh?
No, I couldn't find it. They were sold out.
So I've been ill the last week and a half. I've been battling with a chesty cough and catarrh, and it felt better this morning, but not good enough to go for a walk. So I haven't been walking. I've been lazing in bed all day for 11 days. Haven't
I? Is that hard for you, Tim, relaxing in bed?
Not really. It's not really hard for me to relax in bed. Mainly, I don't know that I'm in bed because I'm dreaming. So if I don't set the alarm, I don't wake up till 11 o'clock.
Okay. Wow.
So I can sleep straight through till 11 o'clock.
And that's exactly my time.
Christina goes to sleep at 12 and she needs 11 hours, she says. So she goes to sleep at 12 and wakes up at 11, and I go to sleep at 2 and wake up at 11. But if the alarm's on, I wake up at 7:30.
Yeah, that's your inner clock, right?
The inner clock says I need 8 hours.
Yeah.
Hey, look at the sun.
Yep.
Looks good.
The sunset. It's gone behind the clouds now. We're getting a cold front in.
So,
oh dear.
Michael McGuinness says, good point, Ian. People don't know down their ideas or evaluate what they're doing. Yeah. Yep. That's like inventory, I guess. Doing a little bit of cleanup, but then yes, making it a habit. How did you, Ian, get into the habit? I mean, you said you are pretty much used to doing that from early ages already on. How would you suggest for somebody who's not so used to doing that?
Yeah, I would just, if you have a quick look at your comments there, Tina Rigby, I think the idea of retiring completely a little scary. I worry that I will be bored. As I said, and we were talking there, I found it easy because I'm a practical guy. I can turn my hands to sort of just about anything. But I would find people working in an office or in the office environment, if they weren't a practical sort of minded person, they would find it very, very difficult to adjust. This is where I think, you know, you keep a wee diary for yourself. If you get an idea, something, I'll maybe have to take up knitting, or I'll maybe take up walking or something like that. You could always refer back to it. It's always that food that is there. You've implanted that food in your mind. You open up your diary and there it is. It reminds you. That's my opinion. It's something that's inbred in me. I mean, I got it in my younger days, being on a farm. Practical. You help your parents on the farm, so you become practical. I went and served an apprenticeship. You go into your working life, and you go through your working life. I mean, I found it easy, practical. Well, as I say, I found it easy. When I knew I was completely retired, when I handed back my tools, handed back my jumpers and all my clothes and everything like that, I went, oh, shit, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
It does hit you, and it hits you like a ton of bricks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think one of the biggest problems about retiring, though, is if you retire to home, you disappoint two people. You disappoint your partner because they've got you around the home, assuming they're at home as well, right? And you disappoint yourself because you don't know what to do with your day. I think those people that survive longer in retirement, who retire somewhere else. So if you say, right, we're going to retire and we're going to move to, I don't know, another town or another city closer to the children, further away from the children, depending on. And if you make a drastic change in your life at the same time as you're retiring from work, then there's less of a jolt, or the jolt has a better taste in your mouth because you were going towards something. Yes. But I think that a lot of people, if you know, as I said before, if let's say your partner doesn't work and is the housekeeper, and you retire, then both people are disappointed, and that's where you can get problems. In fact, a lot of people I knew that were in a similar situation to that, is they didn't last very long after retirement. They gave up and they ended up dying. You know? And I seriously believe that if you don't give yourself a new challenge in your later life, you'll end up just, you know, going into oblivion or depression or whatever, you know?
Yeah, it's a very important good point.
Give yourself a goal, and when you finish work, start something else.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be. Exactly. Doesn't have to be paid work. Just
exactly,
get another job.
Jim. That's the thing we're talking about. The goal and work is always associated with just with just earning income. But if there's something you would have really always liked to do, or learn something that you've always wanted to learn, then it's the moment, I guess, to do that when you are retired. And yes, the point you were making earlier about changing some kind of environment, whether moving away from your country and retiring there, that in itself is something new and a whole new territory you have to adapt in some shape or form.
And Denise was saying you don't have time for a job if you do something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Just something that springs up there, actually. We had a comment made at the last show that we did, Responsibility, it was Dionne Barbrotte, is that the way you pronounce it?
Yeah.
She made it on the catch-up, and it was relating to seniors in the community. Now,
I put it up on screen.
All right, spot on. Thank you very much.
So it says, I wish the society had a fresh look on how they relate to seniors. People turning 70 or 80 need a new role to be an intricate part of the workforce and community.
There you are. That is food for thought for the future. An actual fact, that will be a topic. It will be programmed in later in the year. We'll actually cover something on that one.
Yeah. Thank you, Deanne, for that comment. Wonderful one. Thank you.
Maybe invite Deanne to take part.
Yes, we'll be looking at that.
But she's in a different time zone, so we got to be careful.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Yes. That has been noted in the diary, Tim.
There you go.
You know,
that's why you are
diaries.
The executive producer, Ian. That's why.
You were talking about diaries, and I think that a diary is something that is paper that you're writing, okay? And what is a vlog? Or what is a blog?
What is a blog? An electronic diary.
Yeah.
Right. It's a blog. Is a blog. Yeah. It's a diary on a.
Yeah. Yeah.
On electronic media, and a vlog is with video.
That's it. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So if we just change the way we think, there are a lot of creators out there. A lot of you guys here in the chat have made wonderful, new habits actually to keep a diary or to do some kind of new routine. So that's great, great to see. And even, I mean, Ian, if you take yourself, you formed a whole new habit to being on screen every Wednesday. So you are not only doing a written diary, but also, if you want so, a vlog.
Yeah.
Or a live.
Yeah, if it wasn't for this coming up and all the comments now, even the chat comments and the comments that comes in later on, that is where I get a lot of my ideas.
Mm-hmm.
That's food for thought.
Food for thought.
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Tina Rigby says, yes, when I do decide to partially retire, I will make sure I have some plans in place to keep me busy. Yes, good. That's
very good.
Excellent.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
But I think the keeping the busy thing sort of puts the thing that you're doing as a less important than your work. And if you do it the other way around, if you say, when I can lose the shackle of having to earn money to live, I am going to force myself, or I'm going to allow myself to do this fantastic thing. And make the thing that you're going to do more important than the thing you're doing just to live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes if we put things off too much way into the future, why not already doing it now?
Yeah.
I remember, years ago when... I was still working corporate, actually, and I back then I decided for myself to become self-employed, but that didn't just come like boom. But the decision that I would do that was something I did in that very moment while I was still working corporate. For another company, but the decision itself was made and put in place, and then it was just steps towards it, And then, of course, you come. It might be scary, or it might put you to places where you say, that's not really what I want, because you don't feel so comfortable there in that new area that you're trying to get to. And then you say, maybe I'm safer where I am. So I go back. But then somehow it doesn't, that safe place also doesn't feel so safe anymore and so comfortable anymore, because you've already experienced something that is actually something that you are drawn to and more, more interested in. Mm-hmm. So that can also happen.
Yeah. I mean, for me, what was it? For me, it was about how I saw myself after my working life. And what could I do to sort of maintain my activities? How to, improve my focus on something new for future years? Sort of, you start to ask yourself questions, and you maybe come up with different answers. And some of them, you're able to sort of refocus yourself. Hence, giving me food for thought, for changing my mindset to new ideas. That's how I see it. But have you got your jigsaw slide handy?
Yes, I have. And I just wanted to put that comment up by Michael McGuinness. It is easy to revamp electronics. It is hard to revamp oneself. I like that word, revamp. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 It is. Because you are actually, you're dealing with two. You and yourself. All right, so I'll put up the jigsaw puzzle, the jigsaw one. So here we go. There we are. In control and out of control. Ian, what would you say to the in control?
Yeah, you've got the two bits there. You're out of control, in my control. The first thing I would be looking at was the in my control bit, my goal setting, how you speak to yourself, your thoughts, your boundaries. Are you stepping outside your comfort zone on that? How do you face your challenges? Things like that. Give these serious thought.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I always found if I got what I was in control of, we'll put it, then I would start looking at the bits and pieces outside of my control, which is more difficult. It actually needs more time to digest, to think about that. That's my, on that, as I said, the bit for it in my control, I look seriously at that. To me, that's the easier things that you can do.
Really? Is it? Is it easier for you to always look at the things and look at the things that you are in control of?
Yes. Yes, okay. Definitely. Definitely.
That's interesting.
I could make quicker decisions of things that was in my control.
Yeah.
But when you step outside your control bit, you are then relying on answers and decisions from other places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's there. It's there on your screen. What happens around me? That's an answer. It takes you longer to make decisions.
Yeah.
You're relying on other factors outside factors.
Yes.
Exactly the same with actions of others. You're relying on what they do for you to make your decision, to give you a proper food for thought for the future.
Yeah. Would you say that it comes easier to be in control of all those things that are in that you are in control of? when you are at a relaxed state of mind, or is it easier when you're stressed? How does that work?
Oh,
or when, how did that work for you?
Well, for me, if I was stressed, I would just leave it and go away. You have to be in a relaxed, working framed mind to take on these things under your own control. Well, there's no point. I find there's no point trying to do something under stress. You can probably whip that down.
And how is it? How is it that in our society or in our world we're living in, there's a lot of might be most of it self-created stress. However, it's there, and it's creating internal and external stress.
Yeah.
How do you cope then with that?
You're moving on to what I call the hustle culture now. Everything moves so fast.
Yeah.
On that. The what was you saying there about the stress factor? I missed that, Betty.
Yeah.
You know, on that. I don't like getting stressed.
Who does?
Yeah, I don't like getting stressed. I do get stressed sometimes.
Do you?
Yes, I do. But what do I do? A prime example of getting stressed was...
We're still looking at this this thing, you know?
Yes, yeah, we are.
Okay.
Can you drop that down? Yeah, there we are. I mean... I got stressed on Monday's meetup program because I couldn't get in. I really did. Didn't know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
And then, take this very moment. What did you do about it, or did you do anything about it?
Yes, I did something about it. I left it. I walked away from it.
Uh-huh.
First thing I did the next morning after I got the papers and the milk was go and find out why it was happening.
And what was the answer?
I still haven't got the answer, Tim. Still haven't got it.
I really think it was a caching problem.
I've tried that.
Okay, I'm just going to put up a few of our comments.
I noticed Kevin's on. If you're still watching, Kevin, thanks for supporting us. A Scotsman in Tenerife.
Thank you. Anne-Marie Elton says, absolutely agree with that statement, Ian. As long as you are able to keep active age can just be a number for a lot of senior citizens. Yes. Absolutely, yeah. Keeping not only the body, but also the mind fresh and active. Yes, and what else? We have Denise Pearson says, Tina, yes, you need to be involved in something you like or something you've always thought about doing. Exactly, that's it. And Denise is an example of having a changed environment and taking on some kind of new vibes here on the island, opposed to the country she's always lived in. So that's a whole new set and framework as well. So Michael says, unfortunately, we miss out on what the experience of older people can offer us when they disappear in retirement. Yes, and that's why it's so great that we have people like Ian on, who doesn't disappear just. He appears and reappears every Wednesday, and we're very happy about that. Yes, and let's see. Tony says,
retirement means
enjoy life. 66 is not old in 2023. Absolutely not.
No.
what it's when you go to the Route 66.
Yeah.
Ian?
Yes.
Did I cut you off with something you wanted to say?
Michael, so you've got another one there, actually. Frustration is a mind thing. Stress is a physical thing. Yes, well.
Okay, let me see. Can you get that one? I don't find it now. Let's see. No, I can't.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that statement. Frustration is in your mind, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, and it's a thought. Those are thoughts, and the things we are always in control of is what we think, and then it develops into feeling. It just is a spiral, and. Yeah. And that's how it goes. Denise Pearson says, Julianne, the word good or bad habits are maybe wrong in the change that people are frightened of. Yeah. Okay, good. And let's see. I think I'm way behind with the comments here. Michael says, your wisdom can be of more value to people than the paid work you do. Yes. Absolutely, yeah, and that's what we've been saying oftentimes. The value and wisdom. Ian, you are also very in tune with values, life values, which you always show us. Yours and of course you're trying to put that into discussion as well. So
yeah, I think you know my feelings on the life value one. What I did almost just over a year ago mm-hmm. on that one.
Yeah,
it may be that I may refresh that, and it could be something for discussion later on in the year.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And Anne-Marie says, David retired and was job hunted to work again part-time. There you go. Doing well in his role and great feedback from his colleagues. I can imagine David. You are a treasure of wisdom as well.
Likewise. I was in that situation as well.
Were you?
Yeah, I didn't go back. I stayed on another year. I was asked to stay on another year just to sort of help the younger project managers coming through, project supervisors, we'll call them at that time. So, I mean, I stayed on another year after that. I was due to retire. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Damien Hooper says, I speak to myself, but not getting an answer back annoys me. Yep. Although, I mean, it sounds funny. The answer, the quick answer, the ego answer is always very loud and very quick. And the other answer that is maybe a little bit more, quiet, and it doesn't only speak; it also shows, and that's when we tap into our intuition, I guess.
Yeah,
something we can embrace when we are more quiet. Let me see; he has another one here. When I'm stressed, I go off for a walk, but then I get even more stressed because I have to walk back home. You're a cracker, Damien, aren't you?
Didn't walk so far, but it'll be easier to get home.
Okay, yeah. Now I found the comment. Frustration is a mind thing. Stress is a physical thing.
Yep.
Well, I mean, the mind and the body are so connected, and the body is an instrument of our mind, and everything that is going on a mental level shows on a physical level after some time.
Yeah.
Over a longer period of time, engaging in certain thoughts will show, and that's why it's a good thing to feed your mind with good thoughts, or with what is good and bad, that is relative, as we heard. But say more empowering thoughts or disempowering thoughts. Let's put it maybe that way.
And don't forget the stress is levels of stress.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
so there is always stress on the physical body. Standing up is stress, right? And the levels of stress that you experience gets to a stage at a certain point where you react differently and your body reacts differently. So if you can train yourself to control certain levels of stress, then you're better at controlling it, basically. I mean, there's no simple formula, but you need to be able to identify that you have stress, identify the root causes of the stress, but not only that, how your body is dealing with the stress. You know, some people, they just break out in a cold sweat and there's nothing they can do about it. The body does it, right? But there may be ways to train the body not to do that or to accept higher levels of stress without getting to that point.
Yeah.
And I'm not the expert on that, but that stress is a physical a physical way of expressing the way you think about things is true.
Yep, exactly. And
am I crackling again?
And you can work on your attitude towards it. I mean, it doesn't change the fact that there is stress, obviously, but the way you personally deal with that. You are full well in control of, and you're right, absolutely. It has different, there are different degrees and different stages of stress, and everyone is affected by it in a very unique, different way.
The body is actually the exact same way, because it's the stress hormones get released. So that's physics. Yeah, it's nothing to do with how you deal with stuff. So, but you can get to the point where that these stress hormones don't get released at certain things that you do. Like if it's the first time you jump out of an aeroplane, your stress hormones are going to be released before you get on. And if you've done it a million times, you're not going to release the stress hormones.
Yeah.
But once the stress hormones are released, everybody's the same.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. And working also to exploring maybe the edge. So instead of saying, okay, I go all in when I try something new, getting comfortable with the new, finding the edge of this newness. And then instead of then being so frightened to go back to what you know, just keeping exploring and getting more comfortable and more at ease, putting your body or taking stress off your body and of your mind in certain situations that you are trying to do, whether it's physical or whether it's something you set for yourself, like a goal, exploring that. I remember years ago, I was not very comfortable driving so much in areas that I didn't particularly knew. It was getting that comfortable feeling about it. So it was always doing it and trying new ways of how to go about it and putting yourself in certain situations that you don't feel comfortable with, but then that makes you feel more comfortable and then afterwards, you can take on new challenges and new roads and explore new areas that where you say, oh, that one is now easy peasy for me, been there, done that. So now I feel already more confident to take on a new road, for instance. Yeah. So that's... Let me see what people are saying here. We've got loads of comments, huh? Okay, let's see. David, you made an appearance here. Hi, Julianne, Ian, Tim, and Christine. Yes, I thought retirement was a good idea until that phone call. A challenging part-time job works widest for the brain and the soul. Yes, I bet. And I cannot really picture you, David, anyway, to just sit and lean back. Yeah.
A man of my own heart.
I got no problems in sitting and doing nothing. No problems at all.
Oh, that's not true.
That's totally true.
You are always doing something, and do that for a whole week. Try that for a whole week, and you will be like, "Wah! Ants in the pants."
Yeah, probably.
Tim, you got your crackling back again.
Yeah, I've had to plug back into the other thing because it is an iPad.
Is it?
I plugged into the phone, and because I've had the phone in my pocket all day, it's run out of juice, and I can't plug the microphone and the power in at the same time.
Look at this.
Yeah, now that was a worthwhile exercise. You've solved the problem.
I have. It's the jack from the iPad that's the problem.
Denise says, I think Christine's stress level went up when Tim said he wanted a new iPad. That's it.
Definitely.
Yes. That's when her stress levels rise. Absolutely.
No, if Christina knew our financial situation, they'd be through the roof now.
Oh. I know, it's not good.
No, she asked me and I tell her, but I don't tell her everything.
So, Ian,
yeah.
What have you planned for next week, and what are your food for thoughts?
I have nothing planned. I have nothing planned for next week. My diary is empty at the moment.
Empty.
He's going to try and come in on Balcony Banter on my channel next week.
That's food for thought for next week. I'm going back to the drawing board. I'll just do it. One thing, we'll chat it all evening, but I find you do need to ask yourself, are you able to do your thoughts? Are you willing? And then, can I do this? Have I got the willpower to do your thoughts, to carry out your thoughts?
Yeah.
That's something you have to think about. It's all about climbing that ladder. Now that we've started, I want to keep going up the ladder. That's giving me food for thought every second week or every week that I'm on Balcony Banter. I want to climb that ladder with you guys. And I want you guys to climb the ladder with us as well.
Well, we are very happy that you are here with us. Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So let's see. Chris, do I see you next week?
Of course.
Of course.
You're going to be here next week, right?
Yes.
Eating the pizza.
Eating the pizza. Yep.
Or whatever I make.
Whatever you're making, exactly. And
yes. Next week I won't eat garlic for breakfast.
No garlic for breakfast?
No garlic for breakfast.
Did you have garlic for breakfast?
Yeah. And my favorite breakfast this morning.
She made me make the favorite breakfast, which is a recipe from her cousin. And it's basically just white toast with a little bit of butter on it. And then you sprinkle on grated garlic and what's the thing? Thyme, fresh thyme.
Thyme and honey.
And drizzle honey on top. Ooh. It's good for a cold.
I've never tried garlic at breakfast time.
Should try it, it's really good.
So all moves are hungry, they eat it all the time.
I love the smell of garlic in the morning.
does garlic go with cornflakes?
Cornflakes.
You are giving us food for thought.
That was the guy that invented the saying that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? It was an American corporate guy who tried to sell cardboard that people eat called cornflakes, right? Kellogg, that was him. And he made this horrible cardboard stuff that people put milk on in the mornings and have to put loads of sugar on just to be able to get it down. And then he made this campaign saying breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? And then the British egg board stole it and said, "Got to work on an egg." So,
<There you are.
laughs> but the only reason that people think that breakfast is the most important is because Kellogg made an advertising campaign about it, not because it's actually the most important meal of the day, which it isn't. No.
So,
I suppose not.
Well, it depends when you're waking up, right? I guess.
You mean that if you wake up at lunchtime and then lunch is the most important, really?
Yeah. and it's still breakfast. You can still call it breakfast, I guess.
Because you're breaking your fast for the evening, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
That's why it's called breakfast.
Yeah. So what are your plans in place, Tim, for next
Get
week?
Get better.
Or for this
Get
week?
Get better.
No, all right.
For the next few days, I've got to get better. I'm going for a walk on Friday morning because Colin contacted me, and I'm going to start around about 9 o'clock outside the Siesta Hotel in Las Americas. So if anybody else is on the island and they want to come walking on Friday morning at 9 o'clock, I'll be outside the Siesta meeting Colin. And Freaky Friday, I don't think I'm going out. Depends how I feel. But I will do something. I'm going to record something maybe tomorrow and Friday, and then show it then on Freaky Friday. The weekend, I'm just going to relax, and then hopefully meet up Monday, we can start meeting people again.
Yeah.
Check out the website, timothydowd.com, for the meetup Monday invitation. I haven't put it up yet, but I will do by Friday evening.
Let me see. Does that go? timothydowd.com.
There you go.
There you go. And then
well done, well done.
And then this one.
I like that one. That's a good.
And don't forget to ask for people to subscribe, you really.
Ticker. Yeah, exactly. So thank you all for
Yeah, you are.
Yes, you are.
Sorry.
You are still rosy. Okay, well, we still have 41 people on. So thank you, everyone, for your comments. Make sure that if you're watching on catch up or replay, however you're going to call it, leave a comment as well, because you might pop up again in another episode of Balcony Banter right on screen. So same as we did with Diane's comment. So thank you again for a wonderful comments, everyone, for another great Balcony Banter. And if you want to join some food for thought, just message us, Ian or myself, and yes, and we can talk and get some food for thought going.
Sure do. Sure
Ian,
do.
Any last words from your behalf?
Three simple rules in life. If you don't go after what you want, you'll never have it. If you don't ask, the answer is always no. If you don't step forward, you're always in the same place. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, everyone, and we wish you all a wonderful, wonderful week, and see you next Wednesday.